was a grieving father. The triplets had lost their mother, yes, but they had barely known her. He was the one who had lost a wife. And here he was, alone with these three baby girls. Grief-stricken. And horny. It was just natural. I mean, they looked a bit like her. Walking in and just seeing their cute little faces always got him hard. Even through the tears. And one day it was just fate. He was hard, and one of the little girls just reached out and touched it with her cute little hand. I was sunk from that moment on. He knew her little mouth was looking for food, but it felt so good on the tip of his dick. He had been craving such contact, and her mouth was perfect for it. Her little body wrapped around his dick as she sucked on the head. He knew what was wrong, but it's what he needed. The drops of pre-cum on her head. It didn't take him long, with that first one. The two other ones on either side. Just feeding her daddy's cock. For him to come. To explode in her cute little mouth as her sisters watched. It was definitely the start of it all. He had to get them used to having things inside them before he could fuck their cute little bodies. They were his daughters. He didn't want to hurt them. So their pacifiers made a good start, popping them out of their mouth and into their tight little cunnies and back into their mouth, letting them get a taste for it. It was only the beginning. Teaching each little one how to take the head of his cock. And that was the hard part. They were a little scared. And Daddy would pick them up and pull out the pacifier. But they trusted Daddy. That's all they had known. Sliding the first one onto the tip of his cock was easy. He had made sure they were wide enough. God, the way their belly bulged. She looked so cute with the head of his dick inside her. So happy. God, he just needed it. He needed to be in connection with something that brought him closer to his dead wife. These little girls were all he had. He had to keep things going. One by one, he stuffed his cock into each little girl. Not quite coming in them yet. He wanted them to have a taste for his cum. He liked coming on them. At least to start. Their cute little mouths ate it up. Just like it was mother's milk. Except it was daddy's milk, wasn't it? Daddy was feeding his baby girls now. And they lapped it up. Learned to love it. As they got a little older and were sitting up, he let them play with all kinds of dildos. He wanted them nice and stretched out for when he actually fully used the babies. And they couldn't get enough of daddy's cum on their bodies and their cute little mouths and their faces. They were just enraptured by daddy's cock. One by one, he trained them. Each of them to take it, at least as much as they could. He didn't want to hurt them, but he needed to fuck those little baby girls. He needed them to want him to fuck them. And eventually they did. Oh, they cried at first, understandably. But he was gentle and kind and made their little pussies feel good. Daddy kept fucking his little girls. All the way up till they were older. Such a good daddy he was. Taking their mouths with little pussies. Letting the other ones watch so they got used to it. Raping his little girls so gently. And filling their bellies with his cum until they expanded so big. Three little fat girls filled with daddy's cum from one end to the other. Those early days were so much fun for him. And those little girls got so used to being pounded by daddy. They hardly cried at all now. They like that feeling of being full. Of daddy's cock. Of dildos they pushed into each other's pussies. They couldn't get enough. This was love to them. Their daddy's love. Fucking them. Into their tight little cunnies. As they got older, they only looked more like their mother. Every day, all three of them had her cute face. It made him pleased that he started them young. They loved their daddy. They did anything to please him. More plugs. Showed their cute little cunnies to doctors and... The doctor examined them. Daddy was pretty sure she was pregnant. It was a good thing. It meant more of mommy. The doctor kept it quiet. You see, he liked little girl pussy too. So as long as he got a good fuck while he was in the office... He didn't tell anyone about daddy's little pregnant girls. They were good at hiding these types of things. And they were enthusiastic little lovers. From a young, young age. They would beg daddy to fuck them. And they begged the doctor, too. He pulled out to come, you know. Just to be safe. But she was already pregnant with daddy's baby anyway. The girls were right there to help clean their sister up anyway. So what did it matter? Over the years, he had taught them to love being cum-covered little sluts. To love feeling daddy's cock in their mouth. To love the feeling of cum on their bodies. To beg daddy to fuck them. They were good little sluts. Cute little sluts that reminded him of mommy. Cum-covered little faces and bodies and cunnies dripping with his jizz. They loved it. They smiled through it and did anything Daddy asked. Everyone always commented on how well-behaved they were. Little did they know. They were on their knees every night worshipping Daddy's cock. Licking it. Sucking it. Learning how to take it into their little mouths. Rubbing his cum into their skin. Licking it off of each other. And they loved it so much. Daddy loved taking them out on the town. And they loved going out to eat. And they loved the fact that he plugged them up in both holes even more. A vibrator in their tight little cunnies. A nice plug in their ass. They got to sit at the dinner table and wiggle. And just feel the joy that Daddy gave them. Horny little sluts they were. But they were completely devoted to their daddy. Time went on. One by one, the children gave birth. Kept the family line going. All tied back to their mother. Which made their father very happy. It was a good family. Always full of little children. For Daddy was a very horny man. His cock was always in someone, or so it seemed. Birthday parties always turned to cake, and eventually to everyone playing with the little kids, letting them suck on their dicks or fingering their tight little pussies to get them ready. Daddy loved his little incestuous family. that everyone played along and everyone always came. Mommies, little boys, little girls, uncles, they all came to lend a hand, or a cock, or a mouth. Whoever's birthday it was always got to sit on Daddy's lap. They always got to be used by Daddy the most. But they loved everyone in their family. In a cute little incestuous family, every single one of them looked a little bit like Mommy. When you could stand the birthday girl there naked and let her feel Daddy entering her, hoping she'd be the next one to get pregnant. Being the one to bounce on Daddy's cock in the center of the room. The place of pride. Feeling him fill her again and again. Her little belly full of cum by the end of the day. And everyone just hopes. Hopes for yet another baby for everybody to play with. And when it was time to give birth, Daddy was always right there, helping move things along, fucking their cute little pregnant bodies, giving them his all every single time. He was there for everybody's birth. Daddy was doing what he always did, fucking his cock slowly in and out of her pregnant little pussy, waiting for the cute little newborn to arrive. But we had plans for them. Him and the doctor had talked about exactly what was going to happen. And this time, it was going to be a little different. He didn't think they'd mind. And they never seemed to mind.
Daddy? Yes, Daddy. It hurts. And it feels good, as it always does, Daddy. Daddy, is it gonna be over soon? I feel the fullest I've ever felt. I know. Yes, Daddy, I know this is my first baby, but I think it's coming. Daddy, move.
I guess it is the doctor's right. Her cord's still attached to me. He's just giving her a taste. Okay, Daddy. Can you just stay inside me? I feel so empty without her in me. Daddy, I need you inside me. While he tends to our baby girl. Daddy put his cock back inside her. Let it just fill her up as she watched. The doctor just shoved the head of his dick inside the newborn's mouth. Still covered. Still attached to her mom. Letting her feed on the tip of his dick. He was raging hard. And the little sucks and licks that she was doing was enough to drive him right around the edge. He looked over the little girl who had just given birth to this beautiful baby. She was rocking back and forth on her dad's cock, feeling it fill up her tiny little pussy that had been stretched by the head of this infant. That's it. She could suck so well even from birth. Maybe it was just in their genetics. But he couldn't hold back any longer. The first thing in this girl's belly would be his cum. He exploded right down her mouth, filling her tiny baby mouth with his hot white load. It filled her up and then some, and then it dribbled down her cheek. She kept sucking. That's what they do when they're little. They just keep sucking. As the family grew, it became an all-out family fuckfest. Every day, they were needing to train another little girl or little boy to take cock. All the toys they had, methods they used, they even created a special chair just to teach them how to fuck. They all loved it. It was a family affair, after all. Little boys and little girls just getting pounded in every hole. Learning how to suck and swallow all of Daddy's cum. I got to the point where they didn't even really need the doctor. They just have home births. Enough of them around there to help things along. And Daddy was always right inside, fucking that baby out. Some of the little girls and boys would sit around watching, fucking themselves with toys or playing with each other. It was always a nice sight. Other than giving birth, Daddy's favorite time is when he could have three or four little girls in the bed. Be able to have one bouncing on Daddy's cock. As the other two played with each other, or themselves. Being able to finger one and have a little moaning girl on his dick.
Daddy. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Now you're a good girl, Daddy. When's it gonna be my turn? Little cup full of your cum.
Children playing with their asses or their tight little cunts, pounding them, feeding them his cock. Having three little girls share his cock was his most favorite thing. He'd have them line up just to take turns. This would go on, letting them lick and suck and devour his cock and drink of his cum. It was the perfect family. The perfect honor of his wife's memory. To continue to create little replicas of her. To keep her soul alive in their cute little incestuous family. That's what he always wanted. He just didn't know it until he saw those three little baby girls laying in that crib, looking at his hard cock.